Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation, a time designed for you to intentionally carve out a few moments to hear from the Lord, whether He nudges you or prods you or speaks to you, however that happens. Let me start in Proverbs chapter 14, beginning in verse 2, where the Holy Scriptures say, "Those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise Him. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe." Isn't that beautiful? God is basically saying, listen, if you will fear me, meaning not to be afraid of, but will you be in awe of my godness, if you will be in awe of the fact that I have created you with a breath, that those who take the wrong path, they're going to despise the Lord. A fool's proud talk becomes something that beats him up. And the Lord is saying, but you don't have to have that happen. You can literally find grace and peace, direction and power. Find a place where people are in a hurry. Then sit down and watch those folks, not to judge them, but to notice what happens when hurry and busyness consumes us. Is there anyone that you know that is not in a hurry? What does hurry or the sense of hurry make you feel? How long does it take to let go of the hurry? Those who follow the right path will be in awe of the Lord, but those who take the wrong path despise Him. Friend, maybe today in this moment of quietude and solitude, we would settle our soul and let our mind stop whirling for a moment, and we would stop the hurry to be able to stop and speak with You. Join me in this prayer. God, today, would You fill us not with more hurry, and Lord, would You fill us not with the ability to be brighter or smarter? Would You take away the willingness to want to be perfect, and would You replace it with Your presence? Would You cause us to take a deep breath today and let You speak into our life and give us the pace that we're to run today? Give us the pace that we are supposed to walk with You today. So Lord, we trust You in all of this. And as we look at everyone in a hurry, Lord, don't allow us to get haughty and think we're better than, but simply allow us to be aware of Your goodness and Your grace. I'm going to mind the time, and I want to give you a few moments to just hear from the Lord and allow Him to speak into your life and give you peace, power, and direction while you're not in a hurry. God bless you. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the text says, once again, those who follow the right path fear the Lord. Those who take the wrong path despise Him. Choose the right path today. To do so, you might need to stop the hurry and simply get on the right path. God bless you. I'll see you back again tomorrow for another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.